G'day Debbie, Michael from Prime Provisions, how are you? Not too bad. I'm just calling you back because I know I've been a bit shit on answering you. And I also should let you know, you can't read your email footer. Like, I can't read, and it looks like it's in Chinese or something. It's just, yeah, when it comes through, like, it's just all blur. Like your name and your the phone number, contact details, all that sort of stuff, the KIB sort of footer. I just sort of let you know that when it comes through, because every single time it comes through, you can't read it. It's in a like a blue blur. It actually almost looks Chinese at first. Yeah. I can send it back to you. I mean, I don't know if it'll read when it comes back to you. Well, it's not the yes, it's just the information, like, you know. So just to call you then, I had to do a Google search, so I couldn't call because I can't read. I just sent one of those emails back to you now, so I didn't fill anything out. I just sent it back so you can have a look at it. But anyway, moving on. okay, so might have to talk through some of this. Is that all right? Right, yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, right. Or you can read all the info in your photo because it comes through this sort of blue blur. It's just one big blur. And even when I went to re-forward it onto you then, same thing happened. So anyway, just thought I'd let you know. Currently 35 degrees outside here at the moment. No, it's been stinking. Oh, it's stinking hot and muggy as. We've had lots of storms. Every night's been a storm, yeah, and then just completely sunny the next day, and then storms at night again, and some pretty heavy storms, actually. We've definitely missed spring. We went straight to summer this year. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's a, yep. Okay. Yeah, sure. So do I need to change anything in, like, I know you just sent this email here, but I had started, if I look at your emails that you sent to me last week, I had started replying, and then I got a draft already. So let me have a look what I was drafting up to you. Proposed sums insured. Do I need to? Is that what we're looking at? Yeah. I mean, I was looking at putting this, you know, insured the first line, fire and peril, up to 600,000. I mean, I don't know. You know, we got two freezers in the car park. We got freezers and fridge inside. I mean, they're hardly going to be affected by fire. Even the rest of the stock is really, it's just all concrete and cement. It's unlikely fire is happening in here, but, you know, you never know, I suppose. But I just did an evaluation of, you know, just stock on hand on that day, and, you know, it was around $600,000 for stock on hand. Yeah, business was growing, so everything's going up on this, so. Yeah. If you think, I mean, the likelihood of something like this happening, it'd just be an isolated incident. So it'd just be like, you know, if, I mean, a freezer's not going to, I don't know. What does fire and perils mean? Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, what I'm getting at is that, you know, because two of them, yeah, two of the freezers are outside, they're not even inside the building. I mean, the likelihood of a fire, what could be an electrical fire in the back of a freezer, for example, and then it'd just short out, and then the stock might get wasted inside one of those freezers, you know what I mean? Although now that I say that, we did have a fire start, like something burnt out in one of the roof freezer the other day, and it tripped the whole switch, and all the building went out overnight, which wasn't ideal. But everything was okay. We came in the morning, and the freezer was still at -2, so it wasn't exactly where it was supposed to be. But yeah, it was all good. But yeah, that's the sort of stuff I guess that happens. So what I'm getting at is that was a mechanical breakdown, and it, even though it was only one unit, it tripped the whole building. So multiple units went out. But we have two buildings here, so like even though that tripped the main freezer and fridge, the other building with the other two freezers not affected, because it's two separate buildings. Anyway, didn't have to. Like I called a guy first thing in the morning. They were straight out here and they fixed it straight away. Yeah, it was all good. Yeah, sure, okay. So look, let's go down to turnover now. So turnover is, you know, 12 million last financial. It's probably going to be more this year as well. Well, I'll just put 12, yeah? Yeah. So, yeah, and then I was just thinking, you know, now working back from that, business interruption. So $12 million. So what is it, gross profit? Oh, God. Gross profit, I mean, that's a lot. I don't know how to work this out, really. This profit's probably about $3 million. But that's for 12 months. So is this just, I know I ask you these questions every single time, sorry. Yeah, okay. Theft. I mean, am I going to steal food? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know, Debbie. Going. Yeah, well, it's not all frozen. We do have lots of ambient as well, but they still have to cut box by box as well. You know, it'd be like breaking into a Campbell's cash and carry or something, and just having to take all the smokes. What are we going to take, cartons of water? Yeah, 20. Let's put up 20, yeah. Glass, yeah, I'm not going to worry about glass. We've hardly got any glass here. So public liability, so yeah, keep it at 20 million, yeah? Yeah, yep. Turnover, so yeah, that's it. No, I've got 12 million there now. And staff now at 17, so 12 full-time, 5 part-time casual. Interested party, well, that still is the landlord, yeah. Yeah, look, it's unlikely, and I only say that because we've had two flood experiences since I've had this business. So yeah. We weren't affected at all here. We're not in a flood-prone area here. I guess I should just, it's only $195, so yeah, might as well keep it. Yeah, we'll might as well keep it. Yeah. Massive discrepancies between the insurers. But even like, you know, the difference from AIG or Allianz to Hollard is just three times more. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, keep it in. Yeah. Do I need to do anything on that? Which one should I look at to see what's on there? The renewal, to see what's already on there. Oh, here it is. chiller and standby generators. So chiller and, so yeah, that's two outdoor freezers is what that is. There's no generators. Yep, I don't own the other two things, so I'm not insuring those. Or am I? No. That's right. This is the issue we had last time, to get cover for stuff I didn't own, but in case of mechanical breakdown of those things. But look, you know, I've got monitored alarms that come to me and to the 24-hour cold refrigeration mechanics who come out and fix it if there is something wrong. So, you know, it's just not going to happen unless it's something that they can't fix in the, you know, in the middle of the night, which is unlikely. They can probably get anyway. Look, let's just keep it at that. Yeah, what it was already at. Yeah. Am I paying more by paying the installments? Look, I can just pay the premium outright. That's fine. Don't worry about the funding. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. All right. It's incredible, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, it's just this whole year has just absolutely flown by. My life is flying by in front of my eyes. And it's Groundhog Day. You're still in the same shit every day. Well, I read something the other day, and you know, it just said that routine speeds life up, and novelty and new experiences slows it down. That's why we sort of feel like it's going so fast, because we're doing the same stuff all the time. But if you have, you know, if you go on a holiday overseas or something, it does seem to doesn't go as quick, and you're doing all just different things, you know. Yeah. Oh, well. Yes. So, new experience is what it's all about, Teddy. Oh, yeah. That was my motto this year. Nothing happened. Oh, actually, I shouldn't say that. We did do a few things, but when it's your own business, and Marianne, my wife, works here as well, it's, you know, for two of us to be away at the same time, it's a bit of a strain on the office as well. So, but we did manage a Vegas trip, which was awesome. Oh, it was so much fun. It was bloody expensive. Just for $1. The dollar was. Well, my daughter does gymnastics, and she had a gymnastics competition there. So we decided to have a whole day, and oh, it was so much fun. You just had to stop thinking about the money after a while and just go with it. Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, and we did a helicopter ride to the Grand Canyon as well, which was awesome. Yeah, did you land in the Grand Canyon? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw people doing that thing. It was one of those things. Oh, gosh. Yeah. 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 And you're in a different state too. You actually get out of Nevada and go into another state as well. So, and we went to Hawaii afterwards for a week as well on the way home. So, which was okay. Again, really touristy, captured market, just lots of really overpriced sort of touristy kind of things there. Yeah. Oh, look, I'd say. Yeah, and it just, I mean, there's better beaches here. And to be honest, we wanted to go to Mexico, but we booked this, and then we just thought we should have went to Mexico instead, because you're so close when you're in Nevada as well. But anyway, we just had to go with it. But look, it was still good fun. The kids loved it too, so that was the main thing. But yeah. Yeah, new experiences is what it's about. All right. Will do. All right. And yes, my accounts person here is asking about, yeah, the certificate of the public liability as well. She said people are asking. Yeah, people are asking for it. So, yeah. All right. Cool. No worries. All right. Thanks, Debbie. Okay. No worries. All right. Bye-bye.